WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot has repeatedly decried torture by the late police commander John Burge and detectives under him. Before she took office, she led a city task force that reported they tortured, quote, at least 100 African Americans on the South and West Sides in attempts to coerce confessions. But her administration has continued a decades-old city practice related to Burge. In lawsuit after lawsuit, attorneys for the city have refused to admit the torture pattern existed. WBEZ's Chip Mitchell reports.
James Gibson does not deny that as a teenager he was part of a gang, but he says he straightened out and he made it into a Texas college. In 1989, Gibson was home for Christmas when he was arrested after a double murder in the Englewood neighborhood. The victims were an insurance agent named Lloyd Benjamin and his client, Hunter Wash. They were shot at Wash's auto garage. Detectives under Commander John Burge held Gibson without charges for 3 days.
They started to smack on me, punch on me, kick on me, and eventually crack my ribs and swallowed my testicles, and they burnt the tattoo off my arm.
Eventually, Gibson made a statement that put him at the garage during the shooting. That confession became the key evidence in his 1991 murder conviction. He was sentenced to life in prison without parole. But Gibson says the confession was false, that he gave it to stop the abuse. From behind bars, he started fighting for the conviction to be overturned.
I went to the law library. I started filing motions ever since. And so every time I went in front of the judge and the lawyer said something, I had a motion for him. And so that's how I preserved. I didn't know at the time that I was making a record, and that's what I did.
It took years, but Gibson's legal efforts started to gain traction before a commission that Illinois set up to look at alleged torture cases tied to Burge. In 2015, that panel found enough evidence of abuse to recommend a court hearing for Gibson. His conviction was thrown out in 2019, the year Lori Lightfoot took office as mayor.
Notorious John Burge, who was convicted and went to federal prison around torturing murder suspects for years as a commander of a group of detectives here in our city. He cost us hundreds of millions of dollars in settlements and judgment related to his misconduct and the people who work for him. We still are in a deficit of trust as a result of the criminal conduct of John Burge.
I was very proud that Mayor Lightfoot was elected the first female LGBT person, you know what I'm saying, and that she was African-American. And I was just hoping that, you know what I'm saying, by all the things that she said about this John Burgess era, you know what I'm saying, that it was going to be a change. I was just hoping that finally we got somebody in the mayor's office that's going to lay some new policies down and keep her word.
But a WBEZ review of wrongful conviction lawsuits found 5 in which Lightfoot's administration has had to answer whether torture was a pattern in the Burge era. In all of those, the city has refused to admit it. A suit brought by Gibson claims that detectives under Burge regularly engaged in torture while interrogating suspects, especially black suspects. In a written answer, the city denied that claim.
After I went through all these appeals, exonerated, dismissal of charges, certificate of innocence, and now the city lawyers come and say, nah, this didn't happen. I was hurt. The knife had got pulling out my back and was stuck in my heart.
Lightfoot's administration had to deal with the torture pattern again in a lawsuit brought by Stanley Rice. At the suit's trial last year, Rice had 4 other alleged torture victims take the witness stand. All 4 had received settlements from the city, 3 of them under a reparations ordinance that required their claims to be credible. But during the trial's closing arguments, the Lightfoot administration said their testimony amounted to, quote, fairy tales.
It's very two-faced.
Attorney Flint Taylor has spent much of his career bringing Burge torture to light and suing the city.
On the one hand, the mayor has spoken out about police torture under Burge and condemned it publicly. But on the other hand, when it comes to cases in court, her administration has denied it and continued to pay millions and millions of dollars to private attorneys, meritless defenses. Someone has to say to her, stop.
We asked the city's top attorney about the administration's inconsistency. A law department spokeswoman said the city does not comment on ongoing litigation. Mayor Lightfoot's office did not respond to our questions for her. Former Chicago Alderman Dick Simpson, he's a Lightfoot supporter. He helped lead her transition into office. He says her administration avoids admitting to the torture pattern in court for a simple reason: to keep a lid on judgment and settlement amounts.
It's an attempt to carry out what might be called their fiduciary responsibility, their responsibility to protect the money of the taxpayers. The victims of that torture do deserve compensation. Usually it's an argument about how much compensation.
Simpson has studied police misconduct as a University of Illinois at Chicago political scientist. He says it's not always easy to distinguish the real torture victims from people just trying to get out of prison or win a big settlement.
Anyone who was convicted in that era could claim, if one of the detectives or police were from the Burge squads, that they were tortured, whether they were or not.
But even when lawyers are trying to protect the taxpayers, Judson Miner says attorneys still have a duty to be truthful. He was the top lawyer for the city under Mayors Harold Washington and Eugene Sawyer.
Lawyers never have the right to either lie or let a witness lie on the stand about whether or not there was a pattern of torture, if in fact there is a well-documented history of and pattern of torture.
A well-documented pattern is what led to that reparations ordinance, and it's what put the Burge torture scandal in the curriculum for the city's middle and high school students. That curriculum describes the torture as, quote, a systemic pattern. James Gibson, the man whose double murder conviction was thrown out, he says he wants the Lightfoot administration to quit denying that pattern in court.
I might have been a gang member when I was a teenager. I might have sold drugs when I was a little kid. But that don't equate the fact that they violated my rights and falsely imprisoned me and locked me up.
Gibson was locked up for more than 29 years. For that, he says he's demanding that the city pay out $65 million. Chip Mitchell, WBEZ News.